like when you were a child, how did you communicate with one another since you didn't have any cell phones?
The landline phone.
And did you always have a landline phone?
Always had a landline phone.
And say if you didn't have access to the landline phone?
I would use a payphone.
Okay.
I would go to a friend's house and use their phone.
Okay. And, like, how did you react when you first saw, like, cell phones being advertised?
I always remember them. Some of the rich people had phones in their cars.
What was your first reaction when you saw that they were going to start making phones that you could bring all over the place?
Wow.
That's it, just wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Very convenient. Mm-hmm. It's your way of life now. That's how I think now, but...
And, like, when did you get your first cell phone?
When did I get my first cell phone? 2000?
2000? And, like, did you function with it well? Like, was it easy to use?
Just a basic phone, yeah.
It was just a basic phone? Alright. And then, like, when you see, like, kids today, well, cell phones, like, how do you react? Like, when you see a little kid walking down the street with, like, an iPhone or something?
Well, I think that, there isn't that many social skills, you know what I mean? Like, interacting. It's all text messaging, you know what I mean?
And, like, if you were one of those parents of, like, the 8 and 9-year-old kids, would you buy them an iPhone or a really high-tech phone like that?
No.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I would, Dan. I don't know.
Like,
a 9-year-old, no, because I don't think they need to be outside playing with their friends.
They don't have to be playing with their friends?
Huh?
They don't have to
be? They do have to be out playing with their friends. They've got their whole life ahead of them to give them the technology at 9 years old.
Right. And, like, do you find that iPhones and other smartphones are ruining the real meaning of socialization?
That's what I feel.
And how come?
You really can't get to know somebody until you see them face to face. You look in their eyes. I don't know what's going on the other side of that phone. You really don't. You don't know if they're being sincere. I don't know if they're kook, you know?
So when you were younger, did you think that kids were more sincere than they are today?
No.
Like, do you think they're more mannered?
They were more open.
They were more open? And what do you mean by open?
They were more open to a sense of, like, just talking to their neighbors, you know? They're in their own little cyber world, man.
Right.
You know? Like, isolated in that thing. They don't even know it.
And with them being isolated inside of, like, the phones and everything, how else could that affect their lives rather than just socially? And in those terms, like, how else can it affect their lives?
Let me ask you, what would happen if all the towers went down?
Well, what do you think would happen if the towers went down? I can't answer.
I think there would be a lot of lost people. And they wouldn't know what to do. As far as, like, they would learn. But, like, I mean, they would panic.
And, like, what do you think their initial reaction would be, like, right when they saw that the towers were shut down, like,
reaction, probably they'd probably be in shock.
Shock?
Yeah.
Do you think that they would go into any further, like, they would take any further steps to try and rebuild this connection with the towers? Like, not necessarily go up and rebuild the towers, but, like, somehow create their own form of communicating, like, create their own cell phones? Or do you think they would go back to, like, old-style walkie-talkies? Do you think they would do that again? Like, do you think they would make any kind of change? When the towers, if they were shut down, they wouldn't just go back and rebuild the towers. Like, do you think that they would actually go backwards and try to communicate still, but, like, through, like, the old-fashioned way, like, walkie-talkies and...
No, the towers would probably go back up.
Let's say if the towers didn't go back up.
If the towers went down permanently, and there was no cell phone use, I don't know, Dan. They would have to start installing cell phones every third, fourth block. Not cell phones, pay phones.
And go back to the old days?
Yeah.
Now, I'm kind of, like, going to go off of the idea of, like, cell phones. When you were a child, like, how much was a loaf of bread?
I think I remember a loaf of bread. Under a dollar.
About 50 cents.
78 cents, 75 cents.
75 cents. And how much was a gallon of milk when you were... Like, I knew you had the milkman, but say if you wanted to go out and buy milk.
About $1.50, $1.79.
And how much is a loaf of bread today?
$3.
And how much is a gallon of milk today?
$3.49.
So it was like, as you got older, like, about what age did you start to notice, like, really, really extensive changes in price on, like, food? Like, when did you see the prices rise sufficiently?
I really saw a jump in 05.
And not even, like, talking about the market or anything, but do you think there could be any other reason for those prices to jump?
It just goes up. Everything goes up.
And why is that?
Because it's high demand. We're importing. We're paying a lot of money per barrel to have it imported when we have oil right here.
Did you think... that, like, the community and the and, like, your lifestyle was, like, not your lifestyle, but the area around you. And I don't just mean, like, the neighborhood. I mean, like, everything around you was better when you were a child. And, yeah. And why is that?
A lot less crime.
And what do you think the reason that those crimes take place?
All the jobs went overseas and there's nobody working. People are desperate.
And do you think one of the main causes of those jobs being shut down is because of the overproduction of the smartphones that these kids are demanding, and all of these stores are opening up that are run by computers that don't require humans to operate?
What stores are run by computers?
Well, you see that you go into, like, an AT&T store and it's all on computers and there's no paper and you don't need, like, the secretary in the back or anything. So do you think that this over-obsessive need for smartphone and technology could be the ruination of an era?
I don't think it's a ruination. I just think it's the way of the times, Dan.
Well, you said that the high rate in crimes went up because of the lack of jobs.
Industry,
and most of those are because of...
Manufacturing.
Yeah, manufacturing and, like, computers and robots and all those other things taking over. And there's no more jobs for humans to really do, so...
Well, there are, but they all went overseas.
But there aren't as many as there were.
Damn, they're, like, all in China.
No, not even, like, what if you want to go across the bridge? Sometimes you just throw the money in the machine... You don't have the person you hand the money to, right?
Not all the time, no.
So do you think that all this technology could be ruining society?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure because you need people to repair this equipment, too. You need people to build it, you need people to run it, you need people to program it, right?
But didn't you say all of those jobs are overseas in China?
No, I'm talking about the technology, like building the iPhones and stuff.
But wouldn't you consider building the iPhones being in the same field as building those machines that take your money on the bridge?
Yeah.
They're still programming stuff, so. Yeah, that's just about it. Thanks for sharing everything, and we hope to see you again soon.